What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Trey will bring it back out. Still plenty of time. 12 on the 24. He shoots a three, and he's got it. Trey Young, at the right moment, hits a three-pointer, his first of the night, and the Hawks lead by five, 104-99. 5 minutes to go in the game.
I took a little bit to think about it, called my little brother, and then we decided that it was a great idea to go out there and represent. Like, if it was just about me, it would be different. And I may feel a different way, but it's not just about me. It's about everybody else around me and, I mean, the city and everybody that's a part of this that helped me get here. It's not just about me. So those are the people and the reason why I accepted it and why I'm going out there. So.
All right. So
has anybody ever
That's kind of two different things right there.
Has anybody ever turned it down?
I don't know.
Well, I was curious.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm
and, curious. And turned it down would be for folks that are just kind of hearing Trey's answer there. Trey was named to the All-Star game as it's an injury replacement for Giannis yesterday. Kind of the commissioner gets to name that replacement. Same reason he made the All-Star game last year when guys were hurt. He was sort of the, I don't know what you call it. It's not commissioner's exempt list, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the commissioner's All-Star pick. And he said the same thing last year. It was like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go. I want to represent the Hawks and the city and the fans and all that stuff. I think that's the right thing to do.
Right.
Yeah. I guess the part about, like, if it was just about me, I guess maybe then you maybe take a protest stand.
Yeah,
and,
that's
like, I should be here anyway.
That's why I was curious. I was like,
people like me and want to see me, so I'll go.
Has anybody ever turned it down and everything? I mean, it's a big deal for him to go.
Why would you? Why would you turn it down?
Because of how he feels. Got traded. You know, and so, I mean, it works differently for different athletes and everything like that. I'm glad he is going. I'm glad he accepted to go. And obviously, I love what he was saying about the city, and he's taking Atlanta with him out there, and I love that part of it and everything. And last night, I mean, they scrapped their way to a nice win, man. They needed that win. And, you know, we'll have Mike Conte here. He had a funny tweet last night about the streaks this team has been on, just the ups and downs, the roller coasters of, you know, like when these three coming off of a 9 out of 10 and all those different things, man. And it's just where you're going to have this team. But you got to find ways to win games that even though they don't have Jalen and you traded Hunter and all those guys, you're still like in that same realm with Orlando and those teams like that. The thing that you're more kind of like on the same playing field with. And so if you win those games, that's a great thing. And I thought last night they just found a way to get it done. You know, Trey was He was a little sloppy with the ball early on.
Well, they made him sloppy.
They were they were trapping with big bodies too. And so even though you're trying to maybe go around him, their arms are so long they were getting balls and getting deflections and everything.
It was a good strategy by the Magic, because the second half the Hawks took the ball out of his hands a lot, and you know Trey's better off the ball than he was, but he's still not a great off the ball player. And so you get the ball out of his hands, that's how he scores 19 points. You know, he had 19 and 8 last night.
Yep.
That's an off night for Trey. He had 9 turnovers because they trapped his ass like crazy in the first half.
And
they didn't have an answer for it.
After that bunk, you know, because that was in that call right there, Steve Holman, you know, it was his first three of the game. I thought after that, because of how they were trapping him, he was shooting so much faster than he needed to. I thought he took a couple, like three or four ill-advised threes during that stretch, but it didn't hurt the team. They were able to get it done at the end. And now you're looking at a three-game win streak, like you said, getting to see some of these
four
new
out of
guys,
five.
Getting some of these new guys who are going to be here acclimated. And you know, it's going to be like this, though. They're going to go on another losing streak. We know this. You know, it's just how this team is. It's not a great team. It's an all right team. Just like the team they played last night. I mean, Orlando has more talent. When you look at Van Carroll, this dude is an animal. That's why we were talking before the show. That's a big-ass dude.
Van Carroll's huge.
He's a big dude.
He's huge. Franz Wagner's huge, too.
Big dude.
Both those guys are.
And then watching
them. Problem is they got nothing else.
Yeah, and then watching them switch off the Trey, you're like, damn, they power over Trey and everything. And so watching that last night, it was funny because every time they would try to get him in a screener role, obviously, he's like looking at Trey's looking like, okay, I'll stand up to you, big dude. But hey,
this guy's either going to back me down or shoot over me.
Yeah, one of the two.
Switch.
Hurry up.
Come on,
damn it. That was a funny thing about last night. But the win, that's all that matters.
Yeah, they won the game.
They won the game.
And I think, honestly, you know,
where are they at now?
They're eighth.
Eighth, okay.
Yeah, and you kind of look at the East, like, they're still right in that murky middle of the Eastern Conference. Yep. Like, they're in eighth at seventh. They're four games out of fourth.
Yep.
You know, the Pacers, Bucks, Pistons, Heat, Hawks, Magic are all kind of similar.
Yeah. And you look at where the Bucks are, Giannis is going to be out for a minute.
Giannis is going to be out.
I know you still have Dame, and what a shootout that was last night with him and Steph. But yeah, at the same time, you don't have the best player. The inconsistency, I mean, it's pretty much Boston and Cleveland. We understand that. I mean, the Knicks are good, but the Knicks will fall off because of, you know, how most Tibbs teams do, or as far as running them to the ground. The Pacers, not really worried about the Pacers, but yet you still got to, you know, they are formidable opponents. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're all right. They're right there in a situation where if how this season is playing out in the Eastern Conference, outside of those two teams, those top two teams, this thing is going to fluctuate.
Yeah, well, and that's why when you look at what they did at the deadline, like it wasn't the most exciting return for DeAndre Hunter, but it also wasn't nothing because you can't just get future stuff back right now because you don't have your own draft pick.
Right.
Like, there's no point in leaning into losing basketball games, and obviously they're not trying to do that anyway. But that's why you get guys back like Niang and LeVert and Terrence Mann who can actually come off the bench and help you, and they all came off the bench last night. They all played pretty damn good last night off the bench too. And Mogay in the starting lineup. I'm just kind of interested to see how they swing that because obviously Niang was in the starting lineup the other night. Mogay was in the starting lineup last night. He had a couple threes early, which was kind of nice to see. He's intriguing. He's an intriguing prospect. Mogay.
Why is that?
Just has kind of a lot of tools.
He got skills.
He can shoot. He can block shots. He's not like bulky, but he's long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he's just he's kind of the prototype of a guy who can help you. Like,
right.
He can play some defense.
And
so.
This is nothing but valuable experience for him. And we've already talked about how much you need Richesha to be as – even if you lose it, just get aggressive and be aggressive offensively.
By the way, Caris LeVert, related to the LeVert family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, third cousins.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the line where you can't kiss them. So, yeah.
Yeah. How close is it?
What?
How many cousins removed do you have to be before you can kiss them?
I would have
because they're third cousins.
Yeah, you can't kiss your third cousin. Yeah, none of that right there. You'll definitely have a 12-toe baby.
Yeah, you probably have some birth stuff there.
Yeah, you have a 12-toe baby.
Fifth?
I can't do it. But if I seen you at the family union, we had the same family union shirt on, I ain't kissing.
Yeah, I feel like if I know we're cousins.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Because I don't really, honestly, what's the difference between first cousins and third cousins? I don't know what
I guess
it is.
The amount of extra toes?
Like, I really don't. Like, I guess your first cousin is like, so my mom's brother's kids.
Yes.
That's my first cousin.
Yes.
Well, who are my third cousins? And who are my second cousins?
It's all lineage, dude. It's all.
That goes into like your cousin's kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or something. Still, I'm not even sure if a third cousin is actually even blood related.
Okay, so nobody knows then?
Bloodlines.
You guys don't know either, what you're saying.
One of us might know.
Oh, boy, here he is.
Do you want to actually
know? I like Randy's answer was, it's lineage. thank you.
Whatever, man. If you're at the family reunion, if your name on the family reunion shirt, you...
Yeah. No, if I've seen you at the family reunion, for sure.
We're not going to do that.
But you might accidentally make a mistake and not know.
How do you actually make a mistake?
Well, you never know. You know, you like go to college and all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
Like, oh my God, it turns out we're related.
I understand. It was a couple in high school. They were together since we were like, we were
especially you live in a small town.
Yeah, it's Fort Valley.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think, like, right before graduation, they kind of found out they were related. All those, like, they've been together since we were in 10th grade. And,
yeah.
Like, right before graduation.
Well, think about
it's Fort Valley.
Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow.
Well, they did that on purpose.
Turns out he didn't even know at all. He didn't know he was related to Ned Stark.
Yeah, man.
And then all these years later, it turns out he's been having incest.
Yep.
Fighting dragons or whatever he was doing. I don't know.
That was their thing, though. They want to keep the blood pure.
Well, the Targaryens love incest. Yeah. They're big on that. Me, over here, firmly anti-incest. You guys on board with that one?
Yeah. I think we are. I think we can get a consensus.
You got a consensus on that one?
The Vikings didn't roll that way.
The Vikings?
Yeah, they didn't roll the incest way.
Yeah.
They didn't care about keeping their blood pure.
Nah, we're pillaging. Luka made his debut last night for the Los Angeles Lakers. They had to pull a college basketball game that had 10 minutes left in it off the air.
Really?
People were furious. I wasn't. I wanted to watch Luka.
Well, I mean.
Put Luka on. I don't care about this Baylor game.
And you got to think about what happened. They moved the game, the previous game, because they thought Luka was going to play. And hell, LeBron or him didn't even play the damn game. So they had egg on their face. They had to scramble.
You got a lot of Jackson Hayes.
They had to scramble and get another college basketball game on the report. So yeah, it was a whole thing when you're trying to get marquee stars on the biggest stage and everything like that. And
you watch any of it?
I tried to, dude. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed. But
I think, watched the first half.
I think that just watching the highlights, Luka, and I listened to what JJ, the head coach JJ Redick, was saying about it. He might have been a little nervous. Just
maybe.
A little nervous. Maybe. Debut with the Lakers and everything. Yeah. I mean, obviously they're playing the Jazz, which is perfect for them to do that and everything. And I saw LeBron texting was like, you can come, you could be introduced last.
Yeah, it was cool. They did do that.
That was pretty cool. They let him do that. But yeah, I mean, they're still gonna have to fill each other out and things like that. I saw the beautiful outlet pass that he had to Luka. I mean, that Luka had to LeBron. But I mean, they're gonna be all right offensively. Hey. It's the defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me Jackson Hayes is your anchor. Y'all in trouble. You're in trouble.
Yeah. I'll say this. He looked a little gassed.
Well, I mean, he
hadn't played in a while.
He plays since Christmas.
He hadn't played in a while.
He hasn't played since Christmas and things like that. And, I think that, once he gets more and more acclimated and things like that, I mean, Austin Reeves is like, he is continuously getting better and better.
Hachimura's playing really good right now, too.
You're good with that. It's the bigs. And,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
There's nobody out there.
Right. They tried and they got screwed.
And that right there is crazy because now you got the Hornets that are getting the NBA involved now with this trade. Like, he wasn't damaged good when he left.
Yeah, the Hornets.
Must have happened on the plane.
He got damaged in transport.
Yeah,
Like everybody says whenever they send something, you know.
Yeah, man.
Send some package, it broke.
He got hurt on y'all plane. He didn't get hurt on our line.
Would you guys have some turbulence?
Yeah, man.
What happened? He was fine when he left Charlotte.
That's going to be interesting right there.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, if I'm him, I like advocate hard to get that thing to go through.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll be fine. Come on, just please let me come. Don't send me back to Charlotte. Yeah. Please let me come be a Laker.
That's going to be interesting.
All right, Mike Conte's going to join us next. We'll talk to him a little bit about what the Hawks have looked like since the trade deadline. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl as well, of course, as still sort of reacting to what happened on Sunday. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.